It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Health insurance changes under the Affordable Care Act just moved closer to being implemented in California starting in 2014, as Pauline Bartolone reports.
Under the measures, Californians buying their own health coverage couldn't be denied because of a prior condition, and insurers could only set their premiums based on age, geography, and family size. Smokers couldn't be charged more than non-smokers, even though the federal health law allows for it. Assemblyman Bill Monning authored one of the bills. He says charging smokers more could price them out of health coverage.
Those higher risk patients will still need treatment. They'll still potentially access emergency rooms. We will all shoulder the cost of that at a much higher cost. So our goal is to try to maximize the number of people we get into the system.
But Patrick Johnston of the California Association of Health Plans says a higher premium could motivate a smoker to quit.
The notion that everyone who is taking care of their health and not smoking should subsidize Californians who smoke and injure their own health seems to me inconsistent with the law.
The identical bills will get floor votes this month. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.
A controversial bill has just squeaked out of the California Assembly by one vote. It gives juveniles sentenced to life without parole the chance to request a parole hearing. Six Democrats joined every Republican in opposing the bill, including GOP Assemblyman Donald Wagner.
This is breaking faith with every relative of a murdered victim who was told, don't worry, the killer will never see the light of day again.
Democrat Tom Amiano disagrees.
Over and over again, I see where people are thrown away and left in the gutter because once a criminal, always a criminal. What happened to the idea of redemption?
The measure faces one last vote in the Senate before it can head to Governor Brown.